Lance Dewar, what a couple of your best accomplishments from this year, Mitch?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you have to put at the top of the list the fact that we have survived and dealt with COVID-19. You know, this pandemic has been such a disruption. And so in 2021, we saw sort of a beginning of people getting used to the different lifestyle. And then we were able to start reopening our facilities. And I think that in particular, the Quinney Sports and Wellness Center, moving back to allowing activities on our ice rinks and opening the pool, and then also operating it as a vaccination center, you know, those things were really important. But all across the city, our staff have brought back our operational capacity. That I think, is like the number one accomplishment that I would look at for the year. But I think on top of that, you know, certainly the announcement by Maclean's magazine that Belleville, in their opinion, was the fourth best place in Canada to live, has done a lot to kind of reinforce or validate for us what we knew, that we live in a wonderful community. And having that outside perspective and recognition is really, really important. And then I think the other thing that I would talk about are the news on some facilities. You know, the announcement by the federal government that they will be funding the new YMCA, and that project is now going ahead at the old fairgrounds property. The grand opening of the police station. Those are big accomplishments, I think, in 2021.
All right, let's look ahead, because you are you've got a plan, Mitch.
You know, 2022 is still a year that we are looking, you know, with some uncertainty, but we are able to anticipate more of a return to normal. So I think at the top of the list is to continue to manage the pandemic and our municipal operations to make sure that the services residents count on are still there, and we're certainly moving forward. Some of the big items that I'll be looking forward to seeing some resolution or some news on is, first and foremost, the Belleville East Arterial Road, so a brand new interchange along the 401. We're waiting for the provincial government to make an announcement, and this would be east of the industrial park. And it's really important because we need to make it easier for transport trucks to get in and out of the industrial park. And also, we want to take them off of some of these roads that are residential. They were never intended to be industrial roads. So that's a big item. And then also just implementing this remarkable capital budget that we passed in 2021 for 2022. That includes about $44 million on road reconstruction and new road work and repairs. But it also includes about $26 million on the recreation side to give residents who live here more quality of life by having more activities and more services and more options in terms of particularly outdoor activities. 2022 is also going to be a year where we have provincial and municipal elections, and so it's going to be an opportunity for the residents of our city to sort of give their verdict on what's happened in the past, but also the direction they want to go in the future.
Mitch, thank you very much.
Hey, John, have a great day.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.